If we read this story and say, was it really an apple tree? We've missed the point, haven't we? We have totally missed the point. You see, we're reading from the wrong perspective when we ask those questions. We're not supposed to ask those questions. We're supposed to ask, what does this story say about humanity? What does this story teach me about my relationship with God? What does this story teach me about me? You see, this is our story. And it's also 66 books about God from start to finish. It's God's way of trying to teach us who God is, who we are, how we might live, and also it's a story about God trying to be in relationship with us. All right. The Bible is a book that shapes us. You see, it's intended to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. God gave this book to us to shape us through it. Its words permeate our heart. They live inside of us, and they shape the kind of people that we will become. What we see and what we hear and what we feel shape our minds. Folks, this is one of the things I have to admit. There's a lot of things that bother me, but this really hurts my heart. Folks, I want to ask you something. How many hours a week do we and our kids watch television? How many hours a week do our kids and maybe us, I don't know, play video games? How many hours a week do our kids pray? How many hours a week do we and our kids read Scripture? How many hours a week are we and our kids in this building worshiping God? You see, folks, we are shaped by what we see, by what we hear, by what we feel. We are shaped. And if we don't allow, if we don't give our kids at least avenues for this book to shape their lives, guess what will shape their lives? What? Our society definitely will. And do we really like what our society looks like? Then why do we put up with it? Why do we? Oh yeah, we're going to get backlash from our kids. But I'm telling you what, folks. It's a good thing most of the time that our kids aren't the parents. And I love kids. You know I do. But there's a reason why God made parents older than kids. Because we're supposed to be wiser. We're supposed to have experienced things. And I have to admit there have been times that I question if that is true. But that is the way it's supposed to be. You see, we have got to put things in front of our kids that shape their lives in positive ways. Folks, their lives are being shaped one way or the other. You let young kids see R-rated movies, or actually even 18-year-olds see R-rated movies, their life is going to be shaped by it, by the language that is used in those movies. Pornography, terrible. God gave us a wonderful instrument. It's called a brain. You know the bad thing about the brain? It never forgets. It never forgets. Whatever you look at, whatever you listen to, men, it never forgets. Women, it never forgets. Kids, it never, ever, ever forgets. But it always shapes your life. And your life is a gift from God. Protect your heart. Protect your life. Protect your brain. The Bible, it should be a part of our everyday lives, folks. I just got into another sermon there. I'm sorry, but it really bothers me. It really does. So how do we read and understand the Bible?